Welcome to another Sting Gang podcast, and this is a special one as Midwestern State is one of the four remaining teams in the men's soccer championship and headed to Colorado Springs to take on Southern New Hampshire in the national semifinals after an impressive performance at Point Loma. And Michael Meacham, the head coach, is joining us before the team takes off for Colorado Springs. I'm just curious what your emotions were after you got that big win over the weekend.
I mean, you're ecstatic for the boys, for the university, for the program, for everything. I mean, it was words can't describe how excited you are for the boys and how hard they've worked up to this point. I know that they're gonna kind of continue to keep grinding for everybody and see what kind of special things we can bring home this weekend.
That was a real roller coaster ride at Point Loma. Just kind of your assessment of the game and the way you guys played.
Extremely good team. Point Loma was probably one of the better teams I've had the pleasure to play against since kind of being in Midwestern and, you know, just being around college soccer and that sort of stuff. So my hat goes off to those guys. I know they've set a couple of records as a program. So a great opponent and someone that challenged us in a couple of different ways than maybe normal, and the boys kind of kept having belief and never kind of gave anything away, and you know we bent a couple of times but didn't break, so it was a good moment.
Well, that's kind of a microcosm of the season, isn't it? Because there were times where you kind of bent during the course of the year, but you guys have never broken, and you've played your best soccer here at the end of the year.
Yeah. I mean, like I've said, like me and you've talked about a couple of times before, and I've said that, you know, I think everybody took a lot of stuff for granted over the last handful of years, that, you know, the type of team that we've had and the personnel that we've had, and, you know, myself and Patty and Mariano when he was here, and now AJ and those types of things are really kind of, we've really made a conscious effort of, you know, making sure we have the right type of group that can do multiple different things. And, you know, I think some guys that have some red shirt, it's like we've talked about with, you know, with the T twins and Ethan and Skyler, those twins and that sort of stuff, that have really kind of, you know, kind of molded through the program with us when we had those types of teams when they were freshmen and redshirt freshmen and things like that. And really are kind of, you know, we've been fortunate enough to piece a team together that we really feels a tournament type team, and you know we're excited about doing that.
Well, I think maybe you kind of already answered my next question, but you've had really good teams here ever since you've been here, but the last couple of years you've hosted regionals, you've had excellent teams. What's made the difference this year? Why have you been able to advance further in the tournament this year?
Youthful exuberance, I would say. I think that these guys are just a lot of those guys have been on those teams and have seen the highs and, you know, have tasted, unfortunately, the lows. And I think right now they just really, really enjoy being together and traveling together and competing together. And, you know, lack of better words, they're just selfless. You know, they'll do anything for each other and they'll compete any way they have to. And, you know, they'll just keep grinding. And, you know, the belief that they have as a collective group is something that, you know, is pretty special. We haven't really had that before.
What makes a good tournament team?
Well, I think a lot of people have seen it right now with the way that we're playing. I mean, we've won two games, fortunately, in extra time, and you know, and both extra time games that we've had, I don't even think it's been a doubt who was better in those moments. You know, that's, you know what I'm saying? I told the boys after the game was over, I was like, I've never been more nervous for 90 minutes. but as soon as we went to extra time, the nerves went away. I wasn't nervous at all.
How nervous are you about playing Southern New Hampshire?
Another really, really good team. I mean, you don't come out of Region 1 and, you know, beat Franklin Pierce and beat Charleston and those types of teams unless you're a big time program and a big time team. So yeah, I mean, we're excited to play at a fourth team that we've never played before as a program. So, you know, right now it's been good for us and we're looking forward to compete in somebody that we've never played before again.
They're coming off a really impressive 5-0 win over Gannon, and like all the teams you've played in the tournament so far, they score a lot of goals, and they don't give up many goals. I know you've probably looked a little bit at Southern New Hampshire, I'm assuming. What's their style of soccer? On paper, it looks like they're very similar to Midwestern State.
Yeah, I mean, they have a little bit different shape than maybe what we're used to or some teams that have played. I mean, we've played against it before, but a little bit different stylistic shape. They're a football-playing team. They're going to want to put the ball down and play and really kind of knock it around and create some overloads and in central areas and things like that. So yeah, it's going to be something that we've got to be able to defend against. But obviously, I think the way we play and some things that we do, I think is going to obviously they're going to have to tweak that and try to null and void us as well.
You're playing in Colorado. Obviously, you've played there before, and I have to ask you about playing at altitude and playing in the cold.
Yeah, I mean, right now it looks like the weather's not going to be, you know, doesn't look like any big winds or any snow or anything like that. So, you know, that's always good to not have to play in and compete in. But obviously, it's cold. I mean, you look at it right now. I mean, it's December. It's cold like 90% of the country. So wherever you were going to play a final or a semifinal or anything like that, it was going to be some type of elements that you're going to have to play in. So that's good. And then altitude, we've been fortunate enough to play in Colorado for a couple of years now against RMAC teams. So, you know, it's something that the boys are used to. So we'll see if they keep handling it well, like they have in the past.
Does it change your preparation at all?
No, not really. I wouldn't say so. I mean, it's something that, you know, we want to make sure that they're hydrated enough and they still have enough food in them and things like that. So, I mean, same things that we do when it's extremely hot down here and that. So we'll keep an eye on it.
The game before yours is Fort Hays State versus Rollins. That's the 1-4. By the way, Midwestern State is the number 3 seed, taking on second-seeded Southern New Hampshire in the second game on Friday. Any thoughts about the Fort Hays State-Rollins matchup?
I'm lucky enough that I don't have to worry about that until after our match. So no, not really. I mean, fortunate enough, we've been able to play Fort Hays for a couple of times here in the recent past. And, you know, we have the sour taste of Rollins from 2010. So we'll keep an eye on those guys as well.
Is it more tense to be this deep in the tournament, or do you kind of relax now that you've gotten this far in the tournament?
No, it's about the same, I would say. I mean, I was fortunate enough to work with Coach Elder and Doug Elder and those types of guys. And he was always like, it doesn't matter if you're playing the first game or the last game. If you don't win the last one, it still sucks. So, you know, we really don't even kind of look at it or talk about it. We're just going to kind of keep getting after it.
Is there a point of emphasis on the training ground this week as you prepare for this matchup with Southern New Hampshire?
No, just kind of doing what we do and making sure that we can kind of get our rotations and, you know, keep playing and keep grinding and, you know, tweak a little bit of stuff what we can see from those guys and just kind of keep everything rolling and see if we can get back on the ball and start playing a little bit.
Meech, I really appreciate you doing this. Thank you so much, and congratulations again on all the accomplishments this season. And it's been so much fun following you guys. Good luck in Colorado Springs.
No, I appreciate you. I know taking the time out and dealing with everything you're dealing with, so I appreciate you taking the time and still worrying about us.
It's my pleasure. Meech, travel safe, and we'll talk to you when you get back.
All right, perfect.
That's Michael Meacham, the head coach at Midwestern State, taking the men's soccer team to the national semifinals to take on Southern New Hampshire Friday night. And then they'll play the winner of the Fort Hays State-Rollins matchup if they can beat the Penmen on Friday night. I'm Pete Stein. Thanks for listening to the podcast. So long.